It is early, but perhaps not too early, to look ahead to the post-war era. There are structures to build in Iraq and a lot of fences to mend internationally.
NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
The Bush administration likes to talk about a coalition waging war in Iraq. But when it comes to managing the early days of peace, it's likely to look very much like an American affair and a military affair. British Prime Minister Tony Blair and others who want to be involved are being told they will have a role in humanitarian relief, but not much of a role in the rebuilding of Iraq. The government in waiting that's being assembled from retired Iraqi generals and younger anti-Saddam elements is, under current planning, supposed to report to an American retired three-star general, Jay Garner, now a defense contractor. Who elected him? Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, who has wanted this war for a long time and is now probably the most influential single person among the American warlords. The embryonic Iraqi government, called the Office of Reconstruction and Humanitarian Assistance, is staffed by a group dedicated to bringing democracy to Iraq. The New York Times says they are known as Wolfie's people. The Bush administration has managed so far to fight this war with Britain as its principal partner and opponents of the war like France, Germany, and Russia held at bay. Trying to refashion an international community through the United Nations or outside it, will represent a serious challenge. On a recent European trip, Secretary of State Colin Powell, who's not been heard from much lately in Washington, said, "I think there is a consensus that says the United Nations has a role to play." But he added, "What we have to work out is exactly the nature of that role," which roughly translated means that when President Bush warned the United Nations last September about becoming irrelevant, he meant it. And, as seen by the Bush administration, the UN may have to work itself back to relevance in the post-war era. This is Daniel Shore.